You are listening to a Mom Forum recap episode. Here's where I share my own thoughts and personal experiences relating back to the previous episode. Be sure that you catch our interviews with moms sharing their journey through motherhood, and then come back and catch the recaps. Last week, I sat down with Nurjahan Bolden, also known as Jahan, and we talked about how the traumatic experience of being involved in a random act of gun violence really showed up in motherhood for her. And if you have not heard that episode, she is just full of gems and honesty about dealing with trauma in motherhood, which I think a lot of us do deal with, and how she overcame that and the work that she has done to get where she is today, which is chasing joy. And man, I've really never met someone that exudes so much happiness. And she dated my brother in college, and that's what I knew her as. And then we lost touch as she moved on with life and married and had kids. And we happen to live in the same state now. And, you know, social media keeps you in touch with people. And knowing her now, she's back to that amazingly joyous person that just wants to do things in life that excite her and bring her joy. And you can just hear it in the tone of her voice. And it just really made me think about focusing on and experiencing joy in our lives. And I have written about this before, about how actually takes work to focus on joy, because it is so easy to overlook, because frankly, motherhood and life and being married and all the things that we have no idea that can come along with that can oftentimes knock us down and make it really hard to see all the good things in life. And sometimes we're just so much in survival mode that we just can't take the time to look for the joy, because we're just trying to get through the day. But man, does that leave us missing out on a lot of things. And I personally have been on a journey to find more of that in my daily life and celebrate more of me doing that, even in the from the small little things to like taking the big risks that scare me and that the things that I find joy in there also. And so what I want to say about that is, I think in order to live a joyous life, that we have to become aware of practicing joy. And so I know I personally have had to take a look at what I'm doing, and am I actively pursuing joy? Am I trying to find moments in my day to laugh or to feel loved, or even the bigger moments to like really be in the moment of something that like brings up joy and excitement and anxiety, and like really be in those moments? And I think those are the pieces of life that we think we don't have time for, but man, that's life. That's what we're all chasing after, that feeling, that those feelings. And I really think that it comes down to, or it begins with, experiencing joy with our children. I'm going to say something that may offend some people and may anger some people, and probably a lot of moms don't say. It is really, really easy to miss the joy in raising your children. And it is sometimes very much so a challenge to find that joy. especially if you're dealing with any kind of issues with your children, whether it be physical health that Jihan talked a lot about, some of the physical health issues that they dealt with some of their children, or whether it be mental health issues, whether your child is dealing with a diagnosis of some sort, autism, Asperger's, ADHD. Oh, there's just so many things that can make it take the challenge of parenting and just multiply it by 100. And when you feel like you're constantly being hit with a parenting fail because whatever you're doing for your child just isn't working, or their health issues just aren't getting better, and you develop these fears or anxieties around it, and it's really difficult to just focus on the joy. And Jihan really talks about how she started to see how she was living life and how that was affecting her children, and that she didn't want that anymore. And I think that if we, and I maybe should say I, that I find that when I actively search for the joy in it as much as I actively punish myself for the fails, it's finding that in the day-to-day that just kind of, it multiplies on itself. So we can multiply on the, oh God, I can't get this right, I can't do that right, this is going wrong, I'm super stressed and anxious about this, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I think we're all really good at that. But taking that same energy and applying it to the joyous moments, it can compound the joy too. So looking for those moments throughout the day that you can take to compound the joy. Like, can you throw a dance party in your kitchen in the mornings and to kind of get the day going? Can you do a special thing in the car when you drop your kids off that you guys do together? Is there some downtime before bedtime for maybe story time or another dance party? Like, consciously searching for the moments of joy with your children will compound into other areas of your life. And I'm not saying this is easy, because you can wake up with the idea of finding those little moments and your kids are just not on the same page with you. And then the next thing you know, you are like yelling and stressed out and everyone's in the car and two people are crying and you're near tears and, ah! Oh my God, I have spent so many mornings like that. But that doesn't mean like in that moment you can't go, whew, okay guys, that was a rough morning this morning. Let's jam out to a song in the car. What song do you guys want? If you have multiple children, they may fight over the song. So maybe you just pick a song that you start jamming out to and then they can join you in on it. But actively searching out those little tiny moments, because they compound. Because you know those crappy moments compound real, 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 real fast. And then the next thing you know is the end of the day and it has been a shitty day. And you can't seem to climb out of it. What can you do to actively practice joy, especially when it comes to your children? Find joy in them. I mean, because the truth just is that sometimes as a parent, that is hard to do. They will frustrate the hell out of you, or just some aspect of parenting in general will just drive you up the wall. And the moment you think you're two steps ahead of it all, there will be something that will come along and punch you in the gut and knock you right off of your cloud nine. It just happens. So because I know for me, in my own experience, I can easily compound all the things that stress me out. I can beat myself up for all the bad decisions that I made or the things that didn't really work with my kids. But I can take that same energy and compound the good things. So how can you do that? What step can you take today to compound the good things? Can you replay the good part of your day over and over in your head as much as you replay the bad morning that you had yelling at your kids over and over in your head? Can you replay that story time when you guys were laughing? Or can you replay the great dinner you had last night and everyone was having a conversation together talking about their day? Find the moments of joy and compound those just as much as we compound the not so great parts. Give those moments of joy more time. And don't just push them to the back because this is more stressful and this is more of what you want to focus on because things aren't going right and you have to fix this one thing because if this isn't right, then none of the rest of it matters. Right? No, not the case at all. Find the moments of joy. It's work. I'm not going to pretend that it's not. Some of those days, you're going to have to really, really mine for those moments and really like let go of the thing that is not going well that day. But if you haven't already, please listen to Jahan's episode because speaking of mining, there are just gold mines of information there and inspiration there. And find the ways that you can apply some of the things that she has done to your life so that you can find more of the joy. Because that's what this is supposed to be about, the joy of it. The joy of it is not going to be 24/7. It's just not going to happen that way. But we can definitely find more of that joy in our everyday lives, in the small everyday moments with our families, with our children, with our loved ones. Just try it. It's a constant work in process. For me, constant work in process, constantly reminding myself to play the joyous moments as much as I play the quote-unquote mom fails in my head. Constant. Never going to stop. But the more I deal with the joy, the better I feel, and the less impact the mom fails that are going to happen have on my daily mental health. Because, it is a struggle sometimes. All right, mamas, find the joy in it today. Find a moment of joy. Tickle your babies before they go to sleep. Give them some big hugs. If it's been a really bad day, just go look at their sweet, sleeping, innocent faces and take that in after the day is over. Whatever it is, find that little moment of joy in your day. All right, guys, I hope you have some joyous moments in your week this week. And I will see you next week on the Mom Forum Podcast. Mwah! Please join us over on social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at the Mom Forum, or come give us a visit on our site, themom-forum.com, to read our new blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. Thank you, and we will see you the next time on the Mom Forum.